Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Beirut, Lebanon. The catastrophic explosion in Beirut is still a mystery. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Ken, a mystery is swirling around what caused the ammonium nitrate to explode there in Beirut. Can you give us any insight at all?
Well, to start with, Jimmy, the port of Beirut has been controlled by Hezbollah for quite some time. There is some information out there that a Hezbollah team may have been working on a bomb with some of that explosive and connected a detonator improperly. It's called the Bozo factory, but then that ignited the entire warehouse. It was not, from what we know so far, an intentional explosion. It was an accident, but it may have been caused by Hezbollah. And what's interesting is that since this enormous explosion, which has got to be the largest non-nuclear explosion in the history of the world, you know, over 2,000 tons, a million pounds of ammonium nitrate, everybody is pointing fingers to Hezbollah. We don't know how directly they were involved in the actual explosion yet.
Ken, am I correct that terrorists out there across the world use ammonium nitrate in order to build a bomb to use in their attacks?
Absolutely correct. It's called an ANFO bomb, ammonium nitrate fuel oil. You mix the two together, you get a deadly combination. It's not sure how that happened in Beirut. There have been accidental explosions with ammonium nitrate, but this was just cataclysmic. It was unbelievable. Now, the other thing that we saw in the immediate aftermath, when countries in Europe in particular, the French, the Italians, and others were sending in aid to Beirut coming into the airport, you had three 747s from Iran, run by the Iranian Air Force, controlled by the Iranian Air Force, coming into the Beirut airport. Normally, when they do that, the Israelis will take them out because they know that they're bringing weapons. This time they did not. So the Iranians are clearly in there as well. We don't know what they brought in those three 747s, but it's an awful lot of cargo. And if they were bringing humanitarian aid, you would think they would be boasting about it, and they've not.
Ken Timmerman with the details that we know today about the catastrophic explosion in Beirut, Lebanon. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Ken's report is a precursor-type report on how the news will be reported during the tribulation period. The devastation in Beirut, with over 150 people killed and almost 5,000 injured, is a sample, a prototype of the news reporting during the tribulation. This period is described in Revelation chapters 4 through 19. 16 chapters of details on that terrible time of judgment to come. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...